From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. At the end of the nuclear summit in Washington, President Obama said the U.S. is seeking strong and timely sanctions on Iran. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The president said a strong number of nations in the U.N. Security Council backed the U.S. effort to impose new sanctions on Iran. China, though, is the big question mark. China wields a veto in the Security Council. Until now, it has resisted the U.S.-led effort to impose new sanctions on Iran. But President Obama met this week with Chinese President Hu Jintao, and the Chinese leader was apparently convinced to give new sanctions serious considerations. In the past 4 years, the Security Council has adopted 3 rounds of sanctions, but Iran has so far refused to suspend its uranium enrichment activities as the sanctions resolutions demand. Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, said sanctions must not hurt the Iranian people. Russia also wields a veto in the Security Council. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Washington.
The former head of Washington Mutual is defending his firm's actions. Testifying before a Senate panel today, Carrie Killinger said the firm had adequate capital and should not have been seized by the government in 2008.
The company suffered from rising loan losses, but we were working our way through the crisis by reducing operating costs, raising over $10 billion of additional capital, and setting aside substantial loan loss reserves.
Killinger's remarks came even as the head of the Senate panel, Senator Carl Levin, blasted the bank's management for creating a situation that led to the largest U.S. bank failure on record.
To keep that conveyor belt running and feed the securitization machine on Wall Street, Washington Mutual engaged in lending practices that created a mortgage time bomb.
Today's testimony comes on the heels of an 18-month investigation that found WaMu's lending operations rife with fraud and deception. NASA is trying to decide whether to send crew members from the International Space Station outside to fix a problem that could threaten the station's cooling system. From member station WMFE, Judith Smelser reports.
Astronauts from Space Shuttle Discovery outfitted the space station's cooling system with a new ammonia tank during their final 6.5-hour spacewalk Monday morning. But soon after that, flight controllers found trouble with a valve in a separate nitrogen tank that's used to pressurize the ammonia. NASA says if the problem isn't fixed soon, half of the space station's electronics may need to be switched off. The agency is considering a possible spacewalk to repair the valve after Discovery leaves the space station this weekend, though officials say that would be a last resort. Discovery is scheduled to land back at Kennedy Space Center Monday morning. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
Series of strong earthquakes have struck China's Qinghai province today. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There are no immediate reports of casualties. The quake with a magnitude 6.9 is struck near Tibet. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 13 points. The Nasdaq gained 8 points. You're listening to NPR. Israel issued an urgent warning today, calling on its citizens to leave Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The warning followed what Israeli officials say is concrete evidence pointing to a terrorist plot to kidnap Israelis. The statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's office also urged families with relatives visiting the Sinai to establish contact with them. Palestinian militants in Gaza have been holding an Israeli soldier captive for more than 3 years. The Sinai Peninsula is a popular vacation spot for many Israelis. State Department is updating its travel warning for Mexico, as NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City. It warns U.S. citizens to avoid parts of Mexico that have been plagued by drug-related violence.
The warning calls on Americans to avoid unnecessary travel to the Mexican states of Coahuila, Durango, and Chihuahua. It also stresses that drug-related violence, at times resembling military combat, is increasing along the border. The State Department last month authorized the departure of dependents of U.S. government employees from its consulates in northern Mexico. This after 3 people with ties to the consulate in Juarez were gunned down. The new decree extends that order for another month. Last year, almost 8,000 people were killed in Mexico's drug war, and President Felipe Calderon has deployed the military and thousands of federal police across the country. The travel warning notes that gun battles have occurred throughout Mexico, but the greatest danger to U.S. visitors, it says, remains near the border. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Despite criticisms about their role in creating the housing bubble, some bankers are indicating they're reluctant to help troubled borrowers by forgiving portions of their debt. Appearing before the House Services Committee, the bankers said that would penalize those who are paying on time. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.